Iraqis have little sympathy for North Americans who spent more than a day without electricity following the power outage. Iraqis are all too familiar with the problems of living without electricity. Kawkab Hussein is a pharmacist in Baghdad, and she says that the coalition keeps promising electricity but not delivering it.
The American says, this week, next week, next week, the electricity will be okay. Primer says that 25th July, the electricity will be very good. And there is nothing. So let the American severing just for a few hours to know how we are feeling.
Nearly 50 million people in the U.S. and Canada spent more than 29 hours without power starting Thursday evening in the worst blackout in North American history. The Iraqi power grid was badly damaged in the war, and most areas of the country only receive power for a few hours a day. Sabotage and outdated equipment have compounded the problem, along with shortages of fuel for generators. The U.S. military has been working on the power grid, but says it will take months and will cost billions of dollars before a regular supply can be guaranteed. Many Iraqis are hoping the experience in North America will provide lessons that can be applied in their country. Ahmad Al-Amin, who runs a stationery store in Baghdad, drew conclusions of his own.
Electricity is very important for everybody. We need it. So if you can solve the problem there, you can solve it here.
The hardest part for most people in Baghdad and throughout the country has been living through the blistering summer heat with no power. Temperatures in recent weeks have reached well over 50 degrees Celsius. Many Iraqis and several U.S. soldiers have died from heat exhaustion. While politicians in the U.S. and Canada wrangle over who is to blame for the American blackout, at least one Iraqi, Abdul Sahib Damad, puts the blame for electricity cuts everywhere on a higher power. What have we done before to suffer this bad situation now? It's a curse from God. Kirk Troy for VOA News, Baghdad.